7:52 a.m. in Fairborn, Ohio. Gold leaf flaking by the College for the Arts, signifying something too blunt to be understood. Wasn't the cross made of wood? Breakfast cereal and a sinful child, a table sculpted in gold relief, not relieving any concerns of Andrew, Simon, or soggy milk. Grandma purchased a red trolley dress to lure her to church in her Sunday best. Grandpa counting the sequins on her sash, trying to keep track. Were there 30? She spun too fast for him to tally. Was hers the dance of seven veils? Her legs were too thin, her feet too curled. Did blame rest in his jeans or her heart? The pastor's water could provide a cure while leaving his questions without answers. A congregation of healing hands concealing the child's unpolished feet. Carpenter composed of iron, varnished cross looking down on aging bodies curving in tan suits and ties. Pastor slides his fingers on a gilt page, unknowingly wearing it back to plain. She takes off their hands and their red dress, dancing and limping in stained lightness. She will suffer in sulfur lakes, said someone, shaking his hat and tie. She'll face first and second death. So she asked if they were naked in the garden, or if they were born in their Sunday best.